Hello, welcome to KCIW, Curry Coast Community Radio. This is Angela Ewing with Out and About. I've been exploring the coastal towns of Southern Oregon for many years, and I have discovered secrets that have been hidden by layers of time in some out-of-the-way places like Lakeside, so easily missed when you travel up and down the coast from Brookings to Winchester Bay and Reedsport. But it's there. A small village, if you will. It can hardly be called a city, but it has a fascinating history that I unearthed years ago when I was writing for Oregon Coast magazine. The magazine called it the Hollywood Connection. It's hard to imagine that the sleepy little city of Lakeside between Coos Bay and Reedsport was once a favorite hideaway of Charles Laughton, Lily Pons, and other famous personalities of Hollywood society. We have to delve back into the 30s to glimpse the world that has long since disappeared from Lakeside. Sadly, except for a few photographs, there's little evidence to show that the rich and famous stars spent long summers here at the elaborate resort known as Currier's Village. How Roy Currier discovered Lakeside in the first place remains a mystery. I gather from the scant records that Roy thought about buying Eel Lake, which was for sale at the time, but he also liked the small community of Lakeside with its large lake, creamery, small cafe, a train depot, and a little school. There were very few families in Lakeside at that time. You could buy a 50 by 100 foot lot for under $20. And as an incentive to buy, there were no taxes to pay for 4 years. Roy Currier bought 160 acres on the Templeton arm of Lakeside Lake, which is still known for its bass fishing today. Roy Currier paid $5,000 cash for the acreage. Supposedly, Roy was a relative of Currier and Ives, and according to the Oregon Daily Journal, who ran a story on him in 1938, was a former pill tycoon who had manufactured a stomach tablet which he distributed in Los Angeles to the wealthy personalities of Hollywood, who were apparently his best friends and customers. When he built his own beautiful estate on the lake, which boasted an aviary, a hothouse for his exotic orchids, stables and kennels, Roy paid carpenters $5.60 an hour. Naturally, there was no shortage of carpenters, and the landscapers, who were hired from the Lambert Gardens in Portland, were paid $25,000. On the front lawn, the name Currier was made up of flowers. The estate was known locally as the Ranch, and became the showpiece of the area. It was a gala event in 1935 when Roy, with partner George Mitchell, opened Currier's Village. This elegant resort by the lake boasted steam-heated cabins, individual parking spaces or garages, and a lodge set in a well-manicured park-like setting with a fountain in the middle. On a pier out over the lake, Roy built a fabulous restaurant, the Pier Cafe. To ensure the return of his wealthy friends to Lakeside with its aquatic attractions, Roy hired Filipino staff at the restaurant and popular entertainers like the Inkspots and Sons of the Pioneers. He also served 14 flavors of ice cream, which was unheard of at that time. Roy made a large beach area at the lake's edge, erected an Olympic regulation diving board, and there was a float plane that could be chartered. Advertisements ran in California papers which stated that visitors could drive from L.A. to Currier's Village without getting off the pavement. Primitive though the coast highway was in the mid-30s, at least drivers were spared the thought that their car may end up in the mud. Roy even made an airstrip for light planes, which still exists today, about a mile from the town. Currier's Village was the fashionable place to be, at least if you could afford $250 per week for a cabin by the lake. Roy's Hollywood friends could, and they came with their glamorous trappings to swim, water ski, enjoy the boating, fishing, and to ride the horses through the forested hills. And at the end of the day, there was the Pier Cafe, fabulous cuisine and entertainment. Roy advertised Kansas beef on the dinner menu and charged high prices for it. Roy was always good to the locals, and he made a difference to the economy by providing jobs for people. Some of the kids in town cleaned out the livery stables on the main street just to have the opportunity of exercising thoroughbred horses. Roy Currier was very astute. He predicted that World War II was inevitable, and he encouraged people to invest in defense bonds. In 1938, McKesson and Robbins Drug Company offered to purchase Roy's famous stomach pill. Although no actual sum is mentioned in the newspaper article, he apparently sold his recipe to McKesson and Robbins for several million dollars. One sad day, Roy Currier's home burned to the ground, leaving only the chimneys standing. He and his family left Lakeside and returned to Los Angeles. Unfortunately, the Hollywood crowd left too. Stars like Eugene Paulette were rarely seen at the lake anymore. And although the resort still attracted people from all over the country, it never was quite the same without the charisma of the tall man who built it. A wealthy Tacoma, Washington family became the next owners. Every so often, they would appear in their Rolls Royce, driven by a uniformed chauffeur, accompanied by their maid, who was brought along in a station wagon. After the war, although the cabins still were open for business, the atmosphere had changed. The resort, with its cabins, lodge, and fountain, eventually fell into disrepair, and the lovely gardens became overgrown. When the pilings under the pier started to rot, the restaurant was pulled down. Now, in the grounds of the present Lakeshore Lodge, only the concrete strips that led into the garages remain as an epitaph to Currier's Village. But, occasionally, when the wind is in the right direction, you can still hear the echo of laughter on the lake where the pier once stood with the lovely dance hall. But there's nary a Rolls Royce in sight. This is Angela Ewing for KCIW, Curry Coast Community Radio. Thank you for listening. To enjoy all the podcasts on your computer or iPod, go to kciw.org and click on Programs. KCIW welcomes your opinions and the opportunity to become a contributor. If you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio and help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.